First, I want to talk about property taxes. Finding a solution and a resolution to the property tax issue remains the number one state priority. I've talked about property taxes every year since I've been president, and I know some of you will hear this and question what we've gotten done. I'd be the first to tell you that we're not where we're at, but I would be also the first to tell you that we are getting closer. There was a time not too long ago when I would go to the Capitol to testify or to talk to senators about our over-reliance on property taxes to fund the responsibilities of the state, and they would look back at me, clearly not understanding the situation, and worse, showing little or no interest in doing anything about it. Well, let me tell you right now, if you walk in that same state capitol today, you would be hard-pressed to find senators who would say property taxes are not a major issue for their constituents. More and more senators understand something needs to be done. That change did not happen by accident. Much of the change can be attributed to your work as members and the work of the Nebraska Farm Bureau in building awareness and committing time and resources to making sure your concerns are being heard. Remember in the video this morning, the Capitol Rotunda was full of Farm Bureau members. That's what I'm talking about. That's a perfect example of our organization in action. I've said before, and I'll say it again, making significant change to state tax policy is like turning an aircraft carrier. It takes time, it's large, it's cumbersome, and it does not turn on a dime. But I will tell you today that the USS property tax carrier is turning the corner. It's no longer headed in the wrong direction, it is headed in the right direction. So what does it take to bring that ship home? It takes 33 votes. It takes 33 votes to pass property tax relief in the legislature today. And to get 33 votes, it means partnerships are needed. We've been working closely with other agricultural groups in the state. We've been working closely with rural and urban senators. We're working closely with all of those who can help us lower the state's burden on property taxes. I want to make sure you know that Nebraska Farm Bureau remains laser focused on getting this done. While it may seem strange to some, I'm looking forward to the upcoming legislative session. There are plenty of new faces and plenty of new opportunities in the legislature to get something accomplished. I'm confident we are making progress, the progress needed to get us there.